I'm going to talk a little bit about Francis Ngannou and boxing, and that maybe his approach to this boxing thing is it's wrong or misguided or off base, because what he's saying is that any new deal he strikes with the UFC is going to have to include a boxing out or allow him to box. And that's part of what he should be looking for, but bigger picture what he should be looking for, in that if he's going to insist on a boxing portion of a deal with the UFC, is the right financial incentives to make that happen. Because we know Floyd Mayweather said that when McGregor fought him, the UFC took 50% of McGregor's purse. And I know that someone who was close to that deal reached out to me and confirmed that as well. So that was not just Floyd Mayweather speaking out of school. Someone, like I said, close to the negotiations, wanted to remain nameless, told me that, yeah, half of that purse went right to the UFC. And we know the UFC said it had a wildly successful year that year. Most of the income, or a good portion of its income and revenue, was from what it took from McGregor. So that's what Ngannou should be really focusing on, because the UFC, I think, if he beats Gon and ends up wanting the box and the UFC sees a way to a big payday, the UFC is going to say, yeah, we'll let you box. I don't think that's the holdup. I think the holdup is right now there's not a path to money that makes it worthwhile for the UFC. Now, if Tyson Fury does want to box Francis, then the UFC is going to be more likely to accept that, because it has a big financial incentive to accept that. So Ngannou, what he needs to do if he wants to do this right, is remove the UFC from that portion of the conversation. The UFC should not get half, a quarter, no more than 10%, I would say 0% of whatever purse Ngannou gets for boxing. And the reason for that is because he is a independent contractor. The UFC has no right to any of his pay. In a just world, Ngannou right now would be able to pursue boxing, would be able to pursue a fight in a different promotion. But the UFC, the way it structures its deals, and the way it is allowed to get away with these things, even though Ngannou is an independent contractor, the UFC holds all the cards. Now, so if I'm Ngannou, what I'm looking for here is, yes, I want an out for boxing, but more than that, I want to be able to get all the pay that I deserve for that boxing match. The UFC is not going to get 50% of that, not going to get 25% of that, not going to get 10% of that. 100% of that purse should go to Francis Ngannou or any UFC fighter that is allowed, quote-unquote, allowed to box while under contract for the UFC. Now, is that going to happen? Probably not. So is Ngannou going to get a boxing out in a new contract? Probably not. So Francis Ngannou's best bet is to fight out his UFC deal or let that deal expire and work with a different promotion who will allow him to box and fight in MMA and make a fair amount of money for both. The UFC is not going to allow him to do that. So hopefully, maybe it'll change. I doubt it'll change. My money says Ngannou is going to end up in a contentious contract fight with the UFC if he beats Gon, and he's going to end up, I think, walking away from the UFC and signing elsewhere. But I think that'll be best for him financially. So we'll see what happens. But right now, Francis Ngannou, if he wants a boxing deal, he also has to include the fact that he is going to get 100% of that purse. That's the biggest part of this argument with the UFC. Not will you let me box, but will you let me keep all the money I deserve to get.